The federal government's proposed hate speech laws appear to have already had some impact before they've passed the parliament, with neo-Nazi group the National Socialist Network announcing it will disband by the end of the week. Debate on the omnibus bill to strengthen gun controls and hate speech restrictions will begin in parliament next week, with some in the coalition signalling opposition to parts of the legislation. Josh Burns is the Labor MP for McNamara and a member of Melbourne's Jewish community. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Jade.
What do you make of this announcement from the National Socialist Network? Will it actually put a stop to their activities, do you think?
Well, let's see. And I think the first piece of reform that we did, if you cast your mind back, was actually we banned the Nazi symbols and the Nazi salute, and then several people have been arrested and charged with those offences, and you know, we have restricted the promotion of that hate-filled symbol and hate-filled action, but clearly the organisation of that group that you mentioned, the National Socialist Network, was unacceptable. I mean, these buffoons would get dressed in black and go and protest and walk down the streets and try and intimidate people, or they'd do it in the middle of the night, and were recruiting people and training and doing all sorts of things that were promoting their hate-filled ideology. And if the legislation announcement that we have brought has meant that they are disbanding and that that is the end of their activity, well, that is a fundamentally good thing. However, we will also make sure that their track record of promoting hate and promoting their hate-filled ideology is continued to be monitored. And I don't trust their public statements for one second, so we'll have to make sure that that organisation is, and the members of those organisations aren't continuing to promote or recruit or have any of their activity in any other form as well.
What's your assessment of this new legislation that is being put to Parliament next week? Is it an adequate enough response to the terrorist attack at Bondi, in your view?
Look, the response to Bondi has been significant across a number of different policy areas, but there's also things that we don't know, which is why we've set up a Royal Commission into anti-Semitism as well. So this is a long-term effort by the government and by authorities and institutions to ensure that people can just go about their lives and live safely for who they are. I do think that there are significant reforms that we have put forward that we will be hopefully passing through the parliament that clearly are already having an impact, as the first question you asked, Jade, suggested. But it is not the only thing. And the work that David Gonski is doing to help ensure that better education and understanding of the Jewish community and anti-Semitism is included in the curriculum, as well as the work that the Special Envoy is doing to ensure that institutions actually better understand different forms of anti-Semitism and are able to adequately deal with it. I did work on universities a year and a bit ago, and it was just simple things like universities actually listening to students when they complain about incidents of anti-Semitism on campus, or ensuring that there are simple processes that if something does happen that institutions are able to better respond to. And I think things like that actually make a much bigger difference. I mean, Bondi was the worst terror attack in Australian soil, but there are lots of lower levels of anti-Semitism that are unacceptable in Australia. I mean, I had a group of students who came to Canberra, Jade, and these were Year 9 girls from Beth Rivka College in my own electorate. And when I asked them if they had experienced anti-Semitism, you know, to and from school in East St Kilda, in a beautiful part of my electorate, which is where, you know, a high concentration of the Jewish community lives, basically every single young female student put their hand up. And that sort of experience isn't the Australia that I know. It isn't the Australia that I love. And that also needs to be stamped out as well.
Jade McMillan with you on Radio National Breakfast this week. My guest is Josh Burns, the Labor MP for McNamara. We have heard some criticism from the opposition about the decision to wrap these two issues of hate speech and gun control together in the one bill. Was that the right decision? Is there a risk that it could make it a lot more difficult to pass this legislation?
Well, the Liberal Party has been strong in press conferences. It's now time for them to be strong in the Parliament. I mean, they've been very critical of the responses around allowing hate and allowing anti-Semitism to occur in Australia. And I myself have said that, you know, we haven't done enough and there is more that we need to do, clearly, in the wake of Bondi. Well, now there is something tangible that clearly has already had an impact and will have an impact. And I understand that the Liberal Party has had an airing of views inside and the party and clearly also in the public, and that's fine. That's, you know, that's their business. But what they actually need to do is come to the Parliament and help us pass these laws. We can't do it by ourselves as a Labor Party. We need to work across the Parliament. And I would just say that for everyone who's made a speech or everyone who's sought to say that the government hasn't done enough, well, that those words will be very hollow if the Liberal Party doesn't come in and support us in ensuring that not only the hate that motivated the act of Bondi is confronted and outlawed and penalties are increased, but also the methodology of ensuring that people who shouldn't be carrying guns are not allowed to, and that the firearms are banned. We have a strong history of gun prohibitions in this country, of ensuring that guns are not falling into the wrong hands, and it is absolutely critical that the Liberal Party come in and enjoy and support us in our efforts to have stronger protections against both hate and gun laws in next week.
The Adelaide Writers' Week has been cancelled following days of controversy over the decision to disinvite Palestinian-Australian author Randa Abdel Fattah. What's your view on the decision to cut her from the program?
Oh, well, I mean, this whole festival has been messy enough, and I don't particularly want to add to the messiness. Jade, I mean, I think part of it is the justifications that the Adelaide Writers Festival have used that were a bit, you know, they weren't connected to the concerns of what she'd said previously. So, you know, I have previously had raised concerns about some of the material that she had used in the context of the university inquiry into anti-Semitism around calling for Israel's destruction and calling for there to be no culturally safe spaces for people, for Zionists, and for, you know, and for putting up social media posts that were glorifying paratroopers who went into Israel and committed a terrorist attack. So I think that those things are, you know, real concerns. But the Adelaide Writers Festival, in and of itself, was they seem to have mishandled this whole situation. And as I said, it was messy. And I don't think having anything more to add to the specifics of the Adelaide Writers Festival is particularly helpful.
So, despite your concerns about her previous posts, you don't think she should have been disinvited? Am I interpreting that correctly?
Oh, I mean, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what the motivation was to have her on the program in the first place. But still, that's a matter for the Adelaide Writers Festival organisers, and clearly they've basically the whole board's resigned, and it's a very messy situation. And you know, I'm not particularly interested in adding to that.
Josh Burns, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jade.
Josh Burns is the Labor MP for McNamara.